This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Let's go!
Now it's time for the Swain Event with your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 and a half and a rick down.
Deep down the middle's got his man, and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
Swainevent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Live here from Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive, in beautiful West Knoxville. Monday, 2 minutes past the top of the hour. Monday's always the best day of the week. And this Monday is a little different, coming off a 50-17 point loss to Missouri, a team that started playing very well down the stretch. Totally different team than we've seen at the beginning of the season. And what we expected was Tennessee to fight hard at the beginning, and Missouri pulling away. And that's what happened. 50-17. Ugly, ugly loss. And on yesterday, Tennessee made it official and decided to part ways with Coach Jones. Fired. And if you listen to the show, the last 3 years or so, you've probably heard me question some things that Coach Jones has done. Team not playing well, or something, report coming out or something like that, and I've commented on it, and I've heard everything from me being mad at Butch Jones or not liking Butch Jones or having some type of vendetta out against Butch Jones. I've heard it all. Over the last 2.5 years, boy, it's been really interesting for me and my family, close friends. It's been a roller coaster emotionally. See a program that is an 18-year-old boy I want to be a part of from Huntsville, Alabama, play 4 years, decided to live here in Knoxville, raise my family here in Knoxville. Been here ever since 2003. And when you're part of Tennessee football, you don't have a choice but to love it if you play this game, because every day, all day, the relationships that you create, a lot of guys that had three guys at my wedding for my football team, my player, my teammates. And these relationships that will never die. Doing radio has been, it ain't been the easiest in this situation, because you see things that's not right. You hear things that it's like a horror story, and this is your program. And if you say anything, if you come out and say anything in detail, there's a chance that you could receive some backlash, and there's consequences that come with that, even if you were right or not. When doing radio, I made a decision to be fair, to be honest, to be truthful, to be respectful. That was the best way I thought I could be able, I could do what I'm doing, be fair to the fans, be fair to everybody involved. And at the beginning of the Coach Jones era, reached out to him, offered my assistance in recruiting because I had a ton of relationships with some of the best players in the country. I still have some of those relationships with people that have a great influence on some of these players. But I had a personal relationship with a lot of recruits and offered my assistance to Coach Jones. And I told him straight up, this is what I do, and I can help you as far as recruits, but this is what I do. I do radio, and I'm going to be fair. And the first 2 years, fair was fair. I had teams rebuilding, program needed to be rebuilt, roster was bad. But as that roster started to change a little bit in 2015, and you had the talent, then you started to see where Coach Jones fell short as a coach. And I had a choice to make. I could take the deal. The deal. What's the deal? The deal is being able to be on the sidelines. The deal is to have the 24/7 access. The deal that some other guys have taken. And I started to see things that didn't look right. Started to hear things that didn't sound right. And in good conscience, I removed myself from the sideline. Wasn't told I couldn't be on the sideline. Wasn't told anything. I took myself off the sideline. Because I didn't think it was right. I knew what was going on. I was put in a position to where if I was getting perks, then there's no way that I would be fair. I wouldn't fairly criticize when the time was appropriate. So I walked away from the sidelines just because I wanted the credibility of doing this job. Still love Tennessee. Still continue to help best way I could. There was times where there was a leak. Leaks. This is well before, now everyone, it leaks everywhere. Something happens on campus, it's on Twitter 5 minutes later. I mean, it was really bad towards the end. But about 2.5 years ago, something like that, Seth Stokes sent me a screenshot of what was said on the message board. I don't get on the message boards. I don't. But Seth sent me a screenshot of what was said on the message board. It was word for word what was said in a team meeting from Coach Jones. Hit the message board within 30 minutes of the team meeting. And that's not good. We all want to know stuff, as a fan. Oh, I want to know what's going on. But there's some things we don't need to know. There's some things you don't need to know. It's too much information. So what I did was I forwarded that information to Coach Jones and tried to help him find who was leaking information. But as time continued, more and more and more leaks started to surface. And I just wondered why. Like, what? Golly, what's going on, man? It's never was like this before. Well, it all started coming together. It was because people were unhappy about, how they were treated. Things were falling apart. Coach Jones was trying to do his best to hold on, but it was too late. It was like a disease. It was just taking over, slowly, day by day, week by week, month by month, until you got to the point where you're losing to South Carolina. You have a player quit during the game, during the season. You're losing to Vanderbilt with the chance to go to the Sugar Bowl. It started to take over. And over the last 2 years, I've done my best to be fair. When Butch Jones does something, when he did something good, hey, man, he did something good. When it wasn't his fault, hey, it wasn't his fault. But this was a long time coming, Coach Jones being fired. Now, you would think my natural reaction, Charlie, is one of joy. jubilation, but it's not. I'm not happy. I'm not celebrating this morning. I actually was doing a facelift in my kitchen over the last 4 or 5 days, trying to emotionally take my mind away from all the drama.
And it looked great. You showed me pictures.
Yeah.
Did a great job with it.
Yeah, take that, Chip and Joanne Gaines. HGTV. I need my own show now. What's up? Holler at me. Holler at my agent. I don't have an agent, but, you know, check my email out. Take me up on email. HGTV. I got skills. So I was doing that, man. Sunday morning, I woke up about 6:30, and I was working in the kitchen. And I guess 9, 10, whatever. I don't know what time it was. All the time was running together. My phone started ding, 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 ding. And I was like, well, I guess that's it. My first reaction was not happiness. My first reaction was sadness. Not for Coach Jones, but for all the players on that team right now, all the former players that either play for Coach Jones or play for Coach Jones and transferred, the staffers, so, you know, the Allisons of the world who worked as nutritionist, one of the best in the business, players loved her, how she was ran off. So I think about assistant coaches that were good coaches, are good coaches, that did not have success at their position, and our fans ripped them, and Butch Jones allowed those assistant coaches to be thrown on the bus. He threw them under the bus, fired them, treated them like crap. The timing in which he fired some of those coaches, very questionable, didn't allow them to go out and find another job. Some real backhanded moves made with a lot of good assistant coaches. I think about those people because those people had to deal with Coach every single day. And I think about, you know, Hurd and Vic Warden, Daniel Helm, Dwayne Hendricks, DeAndre Payne, Nico Kramer.
The list is too long.
I think about guys that transferred, not because they just wasn't getting playing time, but because of how they were treated. And this is not me just talking about the pride that I have in Tennessee football. This ain't talking. This is real life. I got many friends that I consider VFL that transferred from Tennessee because they didn't get the playing time. It was a better situation for them to go somewhere else and play late. The great late Daniel Brooks, my best friend, rest in peace, he transferred to Jackson State. My good friend Jomo Fagan, receiver from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, transferred late. Old Vince St. Preux, knocking fools out there. But old Vince St. Preux transferred late in his career, played linebacker, he transferred to UTC. But go and ask him about what school they represent. Old Vince lives here in Knoxville. Jomo Fagan on Twitter, you see him always talking about Tennessee. Got love for Tennessee. Daniel Brooks was here in Knoxville when he passed. There's a love for Tennessee. There's a love for Knoxville. And guys who transfer, they still love this place. They still love their teammates. And they still, you know, respected Coach Former because of the way Coach Former handled his business, treated them right. The only reason they transferred is because they didn't play. Well, these guys that transferred out, they probably have a really bad feeling about Tennessee. That's unfair because of the way they were treated, the way they were handled when they was here. And I care about that. I care about what people think about Tennessee. I care about what people say about Tennessee. Because I don't want DeAndre Payne going to Iowa State and talking about how bad his Tennessee experience was. I don't want Vic Warden going to California and talking about how bad his experience was at Tennessee. Jalen Hurd going to Baylor. Dwayne Hedges going to Pittsburgh. Daniel Helm going to Duke.
That's why everyone knows what's going on here in Tennessee, and they have been knowing what was going on. I care about that. I care about how people view this program. If someone leaves this program, I want them to be able to say, I was treated right. I didn't play. It was just a better fit to go somewhere else. I don't want to see Riley Ferguson dogging out on Butch Jones of Tennessee. But when you treat people the way guys have been treated, that's what happens. So Tennessee got a lot of ground to make up with a lot of foreign players, the world of recruiting. There's a perception, there's a reality. Everyone, they just don't understand. But there's a bad perception because of those transferred players.
Probably the biggest takeaway, at least from what you're saying right now with Butch Jones and his firing yesterday, is that for him, you get what you had coming. You reap what you sow. This was coming down the pike. And now kind of the chickens are coming home to roost.
5 years.
Here we are.
5 years is a long time to have what he had going on. I mean, to make it 5 years with everything going on, with all the stories we've heard, beating a lawsuit, you know, Dre Bowles' testimony was under oath, what he said about Coach Jones. A lot of people stood behind Coach Jones. Even though Coach never testified, they settled out of court. It would have been crazy if we saw Butch on the stand up against Dre Bowles, who is a picture-perfect student-athlete. Dad's in the police force, never got in trouble. That would have been interesting. But a lot of people backed Coach Jones a lot in that situation. Not a happy day. Not a happy day. But a day that we can move forward. A lot of these players can know that dark cloud is moving out of Knoxville.
It's bittersweet because it's hopeful now. There's hope for this Tennessee program where there wasn't when we woke up yesterday. So
hey,
there's at least that.
There's a lot of coaches looking at Tennessee, man. There's some NFL coaches looking at Tennessee. There's some top-tier college football coaches looking at Tennessee. There's some coaches out of coaching right now that's really, really good that's looking at Tennessee. John Curry's in a good spot. It's probably why he doesn't need a search firm. How about that? First time making a hire ever as a hiring a football coach, he doesn't need a search firm. That is interesting. We'll take a break. Live from Beatty Chevrolet. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll notice the difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a Chocolate Gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King. Delicious and nutritious. The healthy alternative to fast food. Don't forget the peanut butter.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
Tis the season for family, fellowship, and food. Don't miss the holidays by slaving away in the kitchen. How about a dead-end rendition on your holiday tradition? Celebrate with a festive holiday meal from Top 100 Barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Their holiday menu offers traditional dishes with a dead-end twist, or you can choose from any of the house favorite dead-end sides. And don't forget about dessert with their homemade pumpkin cheesecake squares. For more info, contact Dead End's catering department at 865-414-9417 or log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The catering search is over.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Limb amputation is an incredibly life-changing event, and an estimated 2 million Americans are currently living as amputees. Thankfully, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center is here to help restore vitality and mobility for anyone living as an amputee. Premier offers a comprehensive approach to prosthetic patients that begins even before amputation surgery and includes a unique custom fitting process to give you the most comfortable prosthetic fit possible. Whether you're a new amputee or unhappy with your current prosthetic, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center can assist you in achieving your individual mobility goals. Call 865-474-7096 or visit premierprosthetic.com to request a free consultation with the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
I plan to go to law school after I graduated, but looks like my folks won't have enough money to put me through college.
Well, the world needs ditch diggers, too.
On Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
All right, let's get back to the show. Let's go to the phones. B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline this morning, live here at Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive. Let's bring in Kenny. Kenny, good morning.
What's up, man? Hey, did you get my message?
I did not.
Man, I figured you'd get my text. It's funny, man. I'm laying on the bed. I hear the news, right? So I'm telling ESPN, kind of excited that they think I'm going to hear him talk about it, right? Of course, they didn't talk about it. But my wife comes in. She's like, man, you so giddy. I was like, well, hey, I was kind of hoping to hear this bitch going fine on TV. She's like, man, I never heard about losing a job. You want me to put it on pay-per-view for it? So I just started laughing, man. I mean, this dude's just cracking up, man. But anyway, man, dude, I'm going to say this, Jason. Listen, man, this is what I want, man. This is what I want, or I would like for them to do. I think it's too much. This is my opinion, man, from all the highs I've seen. I just think it's too much of that old school mentality at UT. You know, I hope that Curry, what I would like him to do is talk to the players, man. You know, see what they want out of a coach. You know, these guys these singers, man, I mean, they got the internet. They're more intelligent than we was coming up, man. You know, get a gist of what they want from a coach, man, because I'm telling you, man, I mean, when they hire Kiffin, I would have never hired a guy who told me, well, if I get a USC job, I'm out of here. You're not committed to the program. He should have never got hired. You know, Coach Jones, man, from what I heard, there was red flags coming up before he even left Cincinnati. You know. So I mean, you know, I just hope, man, they talk to the players, get a guy in who's about the team, not about me as a fan. I mean, don't worry about me, don't worry about Hassel, don't worry about anybody. It's about these players, man. It's about these kids. I keep saying that, man. That's why I always harp on the old basketball coach. I'm not gonna mention his name anymore, because that's what it needs to be about. If you're gonna be a university that's about educating, uplifting, you know, discipline, I mean, you got to get a coach that's about the kids.
Well, that's an important part of it, Kenny. Thanks for the phone call. John Curry did mention integrity and character a couple times yesterday during the press conference. Really, really interesting there. Let's get to Tramiel from Chattanooga.
What up?
What's up, man?
Oh, I'm happy for everybody else. Like you say, you don't want to celebrate, you don't feel jubilated by the whole situation. I am. I'm tired of everybody getting screwed over up there, from the coaches to kids to the recruits to the families getting lied to. You know, used car salesmen, we're out of time. Stop selling us these lemons. Keep it moving. Question.
Yes.
Does our boys play harder this weekend? Because I remember early in the season, Brady Hoke sitting on the sideline and some game, he seemed like he's peed off about something. Mm-hmm. I had some friends that was at the game, and they seen that. And that's when I kind of started seeing things kind of falter a little bit. I'm cool with not getting Gruden or whoever we might get, but like, because you said the ceiling and the basement is very high this time around.
Hey, Tremaine, you got to say it right, man. It is higher than a giraffe's ass.
Nah, you know the original statement that I want to say.
I do
can't
know
say
the
it on that.
Quote, but you can't say it on the radio. That's
man,
the butt part.
Do you? I'm going to leave y'all with this. Do you think our boys play harder this weekend? And if the fans listen, let's fill that thing up this weekend. Show our support to our boys. Show the coach, the next coach that come in here, that we do love this team, but we ain't gonna deal with the BS put on the field. And I'm gonna leave y'all with that.
Tramiel, thanks for the phone call. And I've been saying it for weeks now. Just support the players, man. Just support the players. Everything's gonna take care of itself. There's, you know, people talking about Bush Jones coming back next year, and I told y'all, listen, man, he ain't gonna be the coach next year. He's not going to be the coach next year. And after that game on Saturday, he was let go on Sunday. I don't know what the players will do Saturday. I don't know how hard they'll play. I mean, they've been beat down. They have not won. They're winless in the SEC. I don't know. Early in the season, if a move would have been made, I would say yes. But they've been beat down a lot since the Georgia game. I'm not sure, man. I hope they do. I know a lot of the former, some of the current players sending some cryptic messages out there. They look pretty happy. A lot of former players happy about Butch leaving. So we'll see, man.
I just know that there's probably nothing that made me happier about Butch Jones being shown the door than thinking about the support that's going to come back to Neyland Stadium for this LSU game.
Yeah, that's what it needs to be.
It got everybody automatically when that announcement was made. I think it was the hashtag that was Phil Neyland, where 2 weeks ago it was Empty Neyland. You know, everybody is jazzed up again. They're ready to go, ready to cheer for this team.
I get behind that, man.
Yeah, saw people on Twitter this morning saying they're wearing orange to work for the first time in a long time this morning. Like, I'm very happy about that because the players deserve that support. They deserve to have these fans behind them 100%. And with Butch Jones on the sideline, that just wasn't going to happen. So I'm glad.
I'm glad too, man. I'll say this for after the break. Folks think like I'm bitter about about why I was critical of Coach Jones. I had a great career. Other than getting hurt, you know, my goal was to play the next level. I got to the next level, but I didn't want to play anymore because of the injuries. But I was a senior captain. I was captain. Voted by coaches and teammates. I got my degree. I never got in trouble. Like, you know, I'm top 10 all time in receptions. I left top 5. I didn't even know until someone told me years afterwards. I'm happy. I love Tennessee. I live here in Knoxville. I'm not bitter about Tennessee. I think I got some of the best stuff here in my inbox, man. Butch Jones sheep who are like trying to take me to task. This is hilarious. You're going to love this. It's hilarious. It's
I
funny.
Can't wait.
It's so off the rails. But it doesn't bother me. I'm pretty thick skinned when it comes to that stuff, man. You have to be doing this job. You get a kick out of this, man. This is funny. 865-337-7615. B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
There are always a large number of pests that invade homes in the spring. Box elder bugs, stink bugs, ladybugs, etc. What you may not know is that they set up shop in the fall for a spring invasion. Southeast Pest Control offers a one-time treatment to prevent these flying insects from spending the winter hibernating in your home. The treatment is done completely on the exterior of the house to keep these insects where they belong, outside, and it leaves no noticeable residue. Success of this treatment is time sensitive though, so act now before they get inside. Visit southeasttermite.com or call 865-925-3700.
Charlie Burris here. Have you ever seen me wearing a cool Tennessee themed t-shirt on the show or out around town? I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy. 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P6279A, now lose number P6311, plus tax activity. Subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer dealer incentives and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with the required CD. For details.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
Friends! Rodents! Quadrupeds! Lend me your ears!
On Sports Radio 1180, VVOZ, and SwainEvent.com.
Oh, Ben. Nice song choice there, sir. Let's get to the B-Dry Waterproof Hotline. Let's get to TC. TC, good morning, my friend.
What's up, my brother?
What's going on, TC?
You know, would you call Johnny Majors and Phil Fulmer football coaches?
Yes, always.
Then why in the heck have our past three coaches been a used car salesman, a personal injury lawyer, and a freaking college fraternity president? I mean, because basically that's what we've had. Guys, it's time that we get back to hiring daggum football coaches.
Correct. Correct. You know, Coach Fulmer and Johnny Majors wasn't part. They wasn't part of that. The hiring, man, they wasn't part of the process. Wasn't helping Tennessee out really much. You know, Coach Fulmer. Especially, you know, Lane Kiffin, definitely not Dooley. I think Coach Fulmer tried to help Butch out a little bit there. But it was good to see John Curry talk about how he's, you know, spoken to Coach Fulmer and how he's involved. Because it's time, man. You know, it's time everyone put their differences to the side and pull together to make sure Tennessee is back on top. I said that to John Curry. I said that to Coach Fulmer privately before. It's time. It's just time for Tennessee to be where it needs to be, where it belongs, and that's on top of college football.
Yeah, and all these, you know, I don't really care. As far, I mean, I do care who we hire, but I just care that he's a football coach. That's what I care about. I want a real football coach. And, you know, I've always said that David Cutcliffe is the first call I make. And you know why? Because he's a football coach, and he's a man of integrity.
Correct.
And he's a man that I know that every Saturday he's going to prepare his team. Now, is it a realistic call that they're going to make? No, I know they're not going to call David Cutcliffe. But, man, give me a guy like David Cutcliffe every day of the week, man.
Yes.
And those are the attributes I'd be looking for, is a guy that is going to have his team prepared, a guy that knows X's and O's, a guy that's well-respected, a guy that can lead young men, a guy that can lead staff, a guy that can handle the pressures of a place like Tennessee, and a guy that's an adult.
Yes,
because we haven't had an adult over there in a decade.
It's been a while, TC. Before I let you go, TC, let me just tell you, man, how much I appreciate you. You know, I get a chance to meet fans doing what I do, coming in from town, and you know, I met TC. We've been friends ever since, as well as everyone else that I've met. And TC has called me and checked on me during some tough, rough times. You know, covering this program over the last couple of years. TC knows my heart. Not a lot of people do, which the criticism doesn't affect me because they don't know me. But TC knows me. TC has been very supportive, and I just want to tell you, in front of everyone listening, that I appreciate you, man, and thank you so much.
I appreciate it, man. You mean the world to me. I love you. I appreciate all that you do for Vol Nation, man. You're the best, man. You're not only a former player, but you're one of us, man. And we love you, buddy. Hang in there. And, man, I think we're on our way back. Let's do this, man.
I think so, TC. We're gonna have a sermon from TC soon when we get to hire. It's gonna be fun. Thanks, TC. Let's get to Jeff. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, you know, of course, that's it was great news yesterday, dropping the hammer. I think Curry did a good job, actually, in the press conference. I kind of caught the back half of it. But from what I heard, it sounded like he did a good job. He deflected where appropriate, you know. And, I mean, obviously, as a fan, I'd like him to expand on some comments, such as, you know, who they're going to go after. And but the thing that I wish he would have done a little bit better is, and I know he can't do this, but I think he could have been crafty and done it. I wish he would have held Butch accountable a little bit better. And what I mean by that is they're about to write this guy a 8-point-something million-dollar check for nothing.
If he doesn't coach.
Say that again.
If he doesn't coach, then he'll get that. But if you know, it can change if he gets another job. When you
say, well, I mean, if he's smart, he's gonna do the route of Dooley and he'll coach wide receivers or tight ends somewhere. I don't really know, but you know, back when this was all speculation, him getting fired, and it really wasn't. You know, we knew the buyout was a possibility, but we. Quite frankly, we didn't know if the guy was going to get fired. So it was all up in the air. But now that it's happened and there's a potential for the guy to make $8.2 million for zero championships, granted he won a few live championships, but now that that's set in, you know, I think there's going to be some resentment and some well-deserved resentment across Ball Nation because of the fact that this guy's making so much money and he didn't deliver anything. He got our APR back up. Kudos to that. I think a lot of people will say he recruited well. I think that's somewhat accurate. However, if you went back and looked at all the transfers and then went back and, you know, looked at the class once those guys hightailed it out of here, I mean, they're not top 10 classes. They're probably lucky to be top 25. And then poor guys didn't get developed when they were here. And quite frankly, that's what I feel bad for is the guys, the Wolves, of the world that had first, second round talent written all over them, and it was malpractice the way they were used. And so I'm glad to see the guy, good riddance, and hopefully the administration will get their act right and get someone in another knows how to coach football. Great show, Swain.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. You know, the good thing, Tyler Burr still has 2 years left, so, you know, he'll be used appropriately moving forward. Let's keep it going, and let's get to Tommy. Tommy, good morning.
Hey, Swain.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, I just had a couple, question. And do you think that was true, that him calling recruits? And if so, is that any kind of violation of his contract or NCAA rules?
I'm not sure about the violation of contract. I don't see how it would be NCAA rules. But Engel.
Definitely low.
You know, from Florida did say on record that he talked to Coach Jones and that Coach Jones basically told him, you know, find a place to go quickly. Find a place to go quickly. And he said that he will let him know where he lands. This was Orlando Sentinel. It says, quote, I spoke with Coach Jones about 30 minutes ago. The Orlando Dr. Phillips, defensive back, said about 12:30 Sunday afternoon. He said he didn't really expect that to happen, but he did. So he told me to find a place to go quickly, and that if he gets anything, he will contact me. So that's
I mean,
one on the record.
Kind of low, being, you know, you just got fired. You're gonna try and burn it down as you go.
Right.
And tell me I'm wrong. Did I see Ed Orgeron did this at a past stop?
Ed Orgeron did that here when.
That's right. That's why I know about it. It did it in Tennessee.
When Lane Kiffin left for Southern Cal, it was right before a lot of the early enrollees were going to come to Tennessee and enroll in class. If you enroll in class, you are. You're stuck. So you can go to class the first day and say, okay, I want to transfer. Well, then you'll be opened up. You'll be open to having to sit out a year.
Yep.
So Ed Orgeron was telling the recruits not to go to class and then wait for them.
Right.
And they were going to recruit them to USC. And Ed Orgeron got a lot of backlash because of that. And he should have. And Butch Jones called one on record and said this on record. Now, people can still be a sheep if you want to and say this kid is lying. I guess he would have all these reasons to lie. But this is one recruit on the record saying that this is what Coach Jones said to him. Now, these kids don't know. They don't know that what Coach Jones did was wrong. They have no clue. They just answered the question. They're innocent. They don't know. I would have known if I was a recruit in that situation. I would have said the same thing because I don't know if that's what he's supposed to do or if that's not what he's supposed to do. But he definitely called one, and one is way too many. One is way too many.
Like it's definitely not out of the ordinary for coaches to get fired to try to get the recruits that they had to come to their new school. Bush doesn't have a new school. Bush is not going to have a new school. Who's going to hire Bush right now? and that's what makes this kind of slimy is because it's that him telling this kid, I'll let you know if I find another job. Well, how about you just let this lie? You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the type of dude, that's the type of guy Butch Jones is, man. That's just, it is what it is. Folks don't like it. Folks don't like to hear that. But it's the truth. He's not a good dude. He's not. He's not a good guy. And many people know it. Many people have known it, and they haven't said anything directly. And you understand why, because if you come out and you say anything, then there's a chance that you can find yourself blackballed or your family affected. So all these people that's, why didn't you report anything before? Dude, people have reported incidents that have happened in the past. They haven't come out and go and say Butch Jones is a bad person, but they have reported things that have happened. 247 reported the culture of Tennessee football. And it might not have been done. The article probably was not done fairly, I guess. But the information in it was true. Everything was spot on. Nothing in it was inaccurate. Nothing in it was inaccurate. I didn't have a problem with the story. The only problem I had is that no other story was done about any other coach at any other school. It was like they just attacked Tennessee and attacked Butch Jones. Yeah. But the information in that, it was true. It was spot on.
I mean, there was that, and you look at how that went. It infuriated so many fans. And that was even after a terrible season that Tennessee had. Because people are acting like hindsight's 20/20 at this point, and they're acting like if we would have just come out and talked about these things, that people would have believed it as gospel and would have just taken it, and Butch would have gotten fired. It's not that easy. It's not that easy to just do that, because typically, like it was in that article that you're referring to, the evidence is circumstantial, the sources are anonymous. It happened to the former, you know, the guy that used to sit in my chair right here, Seth Stokes, reported on Butch Jones punching a kid in the face. And got lit up for it.
I don't know if he punched him in the face, but he did.
Whatever it was.
He did report that he
punched him. Punch him in the stomach.
That he struck the kid. Yes. I don't know where.
Whatever it was, reported that he had. I'm not saying
struck,
that it's.
Struck the kid.
Yes. But reported that and got absolutely raked over the coals for it. It's not that easy like it would have just been like, here's all these bad stories about Butch, and now he's fired. You know, in those situations, Butch has plausible deniability because the evidence is circumstantial, the sources are anonymous.
You know? Right quick before we go to break, here's some advice. If you know your truth, live your truth. And if you're confident and secure in yourself, then live your truth. Over the last couple hours, I guess folks still believe that they know Coach Jones more than I do. And so here's a personal attack on the character. This is great. Swain is a useless punk with no discipline and never amounted to squat as a football player.
Number 6 all-time receiver, Tennessee.
No discipline. run a business, got a degree, never got trouble, school, was a captain, but no discipline.
Yeah.
Go get your welfare.
You drive a very nice car, I can attest to that, and you have a beautiful family, go, you make plenty of money.
Go get my welfare. You uneducated thug. So I'm a thug.
What?
Never been arrested. I'm a thug. Okay? Butch Jones was a good man and a good coach. But you can't coach thugs who care more about their dreadlocks and tattoos than putting their heart into the game of football, where they receive a full ride scholarship. I'm over these useless thugs. Pro ball, college ball, they are ruining the game.
What the world?
Like, people are really thinking this way.
That's a Facebook special right there.
I'm a thug, man. And I need to get my welfare. I need to get on my welfare.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm not going to say what this is insinuating, what he's trying to insinuate here, but just let you know. When you tell the truth, this is what you get sometimes.
Mm-mm-mm.
And don't let it deter you. Live your truth. Be secure in your own skin. Doesn't matter if people are going to throw shots at you or not. Know that you're doing the right thing. And that you stand for something. Always. Because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Swain Event, be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
It will be mostly sunny today with a high near 55 and a low around 37. Tomorrow looks to be partly sunny with a high near 56 and a low around 36. There will be a 20% chance of rain Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 57. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years, but between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need. All for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000 or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
Hey, it's Jason Swain. Gentlemen, it is No Shave Movember. Time to change the face of your health for the better. Take the first step and get your levels checked by someone you trust. I personally recommend going to the Low T Center. Low T Center makes it easy and quick, and most health insurance is accepted. This Movember, they're offering a testosterone and prostate level test with assessment for only $50. Take the first step. Call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome.
Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
Swain Event, welcome back. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Let's get to Tony. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Tony.
So, yeah, just give a call in. I kind of have the same feeling you do about it. It's good to be moving forward, but you know, you really can look back and see all the players and the coaches and in my opinion, a lot of, you know, the biggest thing to me is the players that were just underdeveloped and went through the things that they did. There was a part of me yesterday when it first got announced. I was sitting on the phone yesterday morning on the internet, because I just felt like something was going to happen after that loss and seeing Butch's face on the sideline. And to me, I was thinking, you know, Curry didn't make a decision here. Like it's rock bottom. You know, he has to do something. And when I saw the news came out, you know, my first reaction is to, you know, think about Butch's family and, you know, you never want to see somebody go through that. That lasted for a little while until I realized at what kind of person Butch is. And I think about all the things that happened when he was here. The instances with players, you know, when people forget about him getting caught on, TV that time. I forget which game it was, saying F them all to the fans and things like that. I mean, you know, and people that think, I still don't believe that the roster is way better than it was when he got here. And, you know, I don't understand how you still gonna have some fans out there that are, you know, Butch was a great coach. He was a great man. I just don't understand that. If you look at the man, you look at the things he said, you look at the things he's done, there's too much smoke around him not to be a fire. I think we're blessed to get rid of him. And anybody we hire is going to be an improvement from him. Anybody. I honestly, he'll go down in history as comparable to Derek Dooley to me. I think Kiffin's a step above him, in my opinion, as far as a football coach goes. But, you know, I'm not going to call in anymore. I think you guys, the last few times I've called in, have been pretty negative, Tennessee and Butch. I'm excited about the game this weekend. My wife and I actually think about traveling up from Charlotte to the game, supporting the team. And, you know, it's exciting that, you know, we're going to be moving forward. And hopefully Curry has the, you know, head on right to bring in a good football coach and somebody to get us back where we are. But, Swain, sorry you go through all that, man. People busting your character and stuff, because, you know, you just speak the truth, and you're like me. You know, just when you see it, you're going to call it for what it is, and that's why I like listening to your show. But I'll hang up and listen to your comments. You guys have a great week. Go Vols, and goodbye, Butch.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate the phone call. This is a question I have. If you love something or love someone, and you see it being treated wrong, what are you supposed to do?
According to some, you're just supposed to stand by and watch it burn and just be and take it and say, well, this is okay. I guess, well, you know, maybe next year, maybe we'll, you know, it'll get better, maybe.
If you see people getting treated like they were, and you care about this place, you care about the people inside this program and the players, and you see them being treated a certain type of way, What does that say? What would that say about me if I didn't say anything? If I got on here every single day and was like, everything is okay. What would that say about me? Because a lot of people did that. Some people did that. And
some people are still doing that.
Now that some of the stories come out, you'll hear more of them. Trust me, you'll hear a lot of them. And I'm not going to tell their story. I'll let them tell their own. How do those people look now? Because we can sit here and pretend like we care about Tennessee football for business. Many of us may do that in this business. You act like you care about Tennessee football, and people, you know, they respond to you, they like you more. Just pretend like you're a Tennessee fan. But when you see things happening right in front of your eyes, and you continue to go out and be a part of the propaganda bus, the propaganda spin, how can you sit here and talk about how much you love a program when you didn't stand up? You was okay with what was going on. That's what I don't get. I can't do that. That takes a lot of skill. I can't do that. Not if I wanted to. That's why it was uncomfortable for me to be on sidelines. Uncomfortable for me to be around. It was uncomfortable to see what was going on. And I ain't been back in a very long time. I've been in practice a couple times this year, a couple times in spring, a couple times last year. But it was uncomfortable to see how people look, see how the players look, see how people look unhappy. I didn't want to be around that negativity. But it's interesting that many people that claim they love Tennessee so much stood by and watched all this stuff happen. But get mad at me, make it seem like that I'm less of a fan or less committed or less loyal. It's amazing. You're gonna learn a lot about people in these next couple weeks. You're gonna learn a lot about them. 865-337-7615. Hour two coming up around the corner, live here from Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive, home of the Warranty for Life.